So we don't typically ask follow-up questions, but I have to ask a follow-up question. So I love that you say that, you know, you kind of put the fire out on her. She sort of groaned and then went back to sleep. So at what point did you tell her she had been on fire? Was it the next day?
Yeah, it was the next day, but, like, we were so in the zone of just, like, focusing on the race and being a bit sleepy that the fact that she never saw the fire and I was on my feet and we were all on our feet talking and, like, really the only thing that she cared about was that I didn't have a headlamp and we needed a way for me to see to get to the next checkpoint. Obviously, when we got to the checkpoint, she realized I needed a parka and she was able to help me out with that. But she wasn't really concerned or surprised that she was on fire and didn't wake up. She was like, oh, wow, that's crazy. We should get going. Like, we ran all of our qualifiers together. And so Monica and Lisbeth and I, as well as, probably a dozen other people. Like, back then, it seemed like there were these groups of 10 to 20 younger or newer up-and-coming mushers that were all qualifying together and then running their rookie race together. And so by the time we were camped out there and traveling the trail together, like, we were buds. You know, we were totally had a rapport. We were a support team for each other way more than we were competitors against each other. So that was like, you know, the back of the pack is so much better. It's so much, there's so much more camaraderie. There's time to have a fire and talk to the people that are traveling the trail with. But I love looking back on those relationships that I had with the other mushers out there. And I don't see him at all anymore. But, you know, I just saw my dad introduce himself to somebody here that they obviously haven't seen each other in 30 or 40 years, who knows. And you have this shared connection over these couple minutes here, couple minutes there that you spent with someone on the trail. A relationship built over a whole bunch of very short interactions. And those, you build enough of those super short interactions and you have enough of those 30 second to 5 minute long chit chats throughout the winter, and then a couple years later you actually, like, feel comfortable around the person.